Jy is ingeskakel op Ontbyt met Anton en Rochelle.
Now, having a successful chain of appliance stores was not enough for Margaret Hirsch, who at the age of 70 added to a string of academic qualifications with an MBA from Regent Business School. And this morning, we have the privilege to speak to this incredible lady herself, Margaret Hirsch. Welcome to Ontbyt on Radio Tigerberg. Well, firstly, let's congratulate you with an MBA at the age of 70. Wow.
Well done.
Really.
Yeah, well, you're never too old to live your dreams. And when I was at school, we were very, very poor. We were five children, living on 50 rand a month in Pietermaritzburg. My stepfather worked for the post office. So there was no hope of going to university then. And in fact, one of the girls who was the rag queen that year, she was just my dream. I just wanted to be like her because I went to watch the rag float and she was a rag queen. And I'd already started work. I finished school age 16 because I started school in Zimbabwe, finished in South Africa at Russell Girls High in Pietermaritzburg. Yeah. And at 16, I had my matric and I finished school on the Friday. I started work on the Monday. And I knew that I had to work. I had to work to help feed the family. I had to work to look after myself. And I really wanted to go to university. And then, you know, life passes by. You get married. You have children. You run your business. And I still wanted a degree. I thought I know that I'm clever enough to get it. And I just, why shouldn't I have it? Wow. So at 60, I decided I was going to do it. I said, this is it. I'm going to go for it. But, you know, when I wrote matric in 1967, honestly, school, maths was just like arithmetic. So I had to go back to school. So I found a teacher at Redhill High School in Joburg who I went back to matric age 60 and wow. I rewrote my maths and it got worse because he got offered a job in America and he had to leave in September, so he left me on my own. But matric maths today is very different from what it was in 1967. So that was my first step. You've always got to take the first step. And then I went and I started doing other degrees because although I wanted to do my MBA, I thought I can't go straight into that. And anyway, the university wouldn't accept you. So I started doing smaller degrees and showing that I cared and that I would do what they wanted me to do. So I did a business degree. I did a degree in journalism, which I loved. Wow. And then I went on to do a proper business degree. Then I did my honors and then I signed up for my master's. And I really want to thank Regent Business School who believed in me and knew that I was going to make it. And, and then I made it. That was my 70th birthday present to myself was getting my MBA. And I want to tell you, it was the most amazing feeling and it was worth waiting 70 years for that.
Wow. That sounds awesome.
Incredible.
Okay. So Margaret, yeah, it's amazing at the age of 70 to have this MBA degree. And as we know, you didn't always have it easy, when you were a child.
Yeah.
A difficult time, hard work. But when it comes to business, Hirsch's Home Store, a very successful business, what is your philosophy? How do you approach business?
Well, we approach business because we realize that our customers are our wealth and our strength. So we look after our customers. So our first most important thing is to train our staff. So we do a lot of training. And that's why I could go back to school because I was training all the staff myself. And one of the reasons I actually went back is that at Hirsch's, we also offer for you to do a degree through the company. And a lot of the times people say, oh, I can't work and do my degree. I can't do this. It's too much money. So I proved to them that it is possible. I work an 18-hour day, 7 days a week. I had time to study and I had time to pass. So if I could do it, they could do it. So I did it a lot because I wanted to prove to my staff that it is possible. And as a result, a lot of them have gone through. Glendale, who started as a cashier, has done a BCom honors and she's going on to do another degree next year. So and people come and ask me to help sponsor them. You know, sponsor me. I'm going to. And you must give me money so I can go to university. And I say, no, it doesn't work like that. You must go and get a job and study and work at the same time. It is possible. I'm living proof that it can be done.
Wow.
And then I used what I learned to improve my business. So my business doubled after COVID and it's doubled again this year. So what you learn definitely helps you to improve your business. There's no doubt about it.
I want to ask you, what is your message to the youth? But I want to ask you, what is your message to anybody out there? That is even 70
Well, especially
today.
To the especially to the youth, I want to say, you know, what you do is a lot of them, they bankrupt their parents, you know, paying for these university degrees. And when they finish the degree, they don't have work. In fact, Regent have got a whole course now for the people who've got degrees and don't have a job. It's so important to get a job. You know, that is really the first thing that you've got to do when you leave school, is to find some sort of work, whatever work it is, and save your money. You know, you've got to save, you know, God gives you a little bit of money to start off with, and he sees how you handle it. If you look after it, he gives you more. If you waste it, he doesn't give you any more. So a lot of these people go and get the degree. They have no experience. If a person comes to me for a job and they've got 5 years experience or they've got a degree, I'll take the one with 5 years experience every time, because, you know, there's no substitute for experience. So it's important that they get a job and they study after hours. And that's the beauty of Regent, because it's all online and you can study, you know, into the night. I mean, there's 24 hours in the day. You work a maximum of 8 hours a day. That leaves you 16 hours. You got to sleep for, well, I only sleep for four. Most people sit for eight, but it leaves you 8 hours to do studying. So you can do a whole another day's work in that time. It is possible. I've proved it time and time again. I've now got 7 degrees, and I did them all while I was working.
Oh, sorry, you've got how many degrees?
Seven. So I say to people, start off with smaller ones, you know, just a business degree or a computer degree or a social media. I've just done now a digital marketing degree. So, you know, you can start off with smaller ones and build up to the big ones that are really, really important. Mm-hmm. And now that I got my MBA, I went back at a digital marketing this year, and next year I'm signing up for my PhD.
Mm-hmm. Wow, PhD. Sure. Okay, so there's a message on our WhatsApp line from Chantel. She says, "You go, girl."
Yes, absolutely.
She says,
you know, if I can do it coming out of Pietermaritzburg, Russell Girls High, with just a standard matric, it is possible. You know, you have to just take that first step. And I think that's the big thing, is taking the first step and saying, I'm going to do this. Yeah. And then just being resilient and sticking to it, no matter what happens, you know. You've just got to stick to what you want and have your goal written down. I'm a great one on goal setting, on vision boards. So when I decided to do my MBA, and you've got to understand, I'm a standard grade matric. At 60, I thought, I'm going to do this. So I went to a friend who got her MBA, and I said to her, let me borrow your certificate. So I borrowed her certificate. I typed out her name. I wrote my name in it. I put it on my vision board, and I looked at it every day.
Wow.
And when I got my MBA, I took that one down. I put the real one up.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Chantel says, at 50, I want to go and study further. You're a great inspiration.
Absolutely. You know, the one thing that in one of the articles that the good guy wrote about you, the one thing that stood out for me was in 1979, you and your husband started a family-run appliance business, which is Hersh's today, in a tiny showroom on Umhlanga Rocks Drive, Durban, with just 900 rand we have saved. That's all you had.
Yeah.
And I love that, because there was nobody that said, okay, here's 10 million rand and start a business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it carries on from there, because the 900 rand only lasted one day.
Yes.
You know, we had to pay 300 rand rent, 300 rand for our electricity deposit, and 300 rand for our stationery. And so we started with nothing. Our first day's taking was 11 cents.
Sure.
And we built it up, and we had a really good business going. And 10 years later, we were doing really well. We paid for our house. We paid for our cars. We had money in the bank. And I made a mistake. I've trusted a man who I should not have trusted. I bought a business that I should not have bought. And the long story short, I lost 5 million rand in one afternoon. Now, I only had 2 in the bank, so I went 3 million into overdraft. So we lost all that money again. Now, that's even worse, because people said, you started with 900 rand. I said, I started again 10 years later, minus 3 million.
Sure.
And I had to work my way back from there. Oh. And that shows true resilience, to carry on day in and day out when the rug's been pulled out from under your feet and you just have to carry on.
Sure.
So when people fail in the exams, they come to me and say, Margaret, I failed. And I say, you know what? Just get back on that horse and keep riding it, because you're going to be able to ride it eventually. And that's what we did when we lost all our money. We just tried really hard. We worked really hard. We made it all back again, and we've gone on from strength to strength from those days.
Okay, we are running out of time, but I just want to ask you something. My wife actually one day went to a kind of a meeting you had in your store with a whole bunch of people, and she was invited, and she said that apparently when it comes to your staff, you kind of insist that they must have their own little business going with a second income.
Absolutely. I think that everybody, you know, you've got to understand the entrepreneurs of this country kept us afloat during COVID. It wasn't the government. It was the entrepreneurs of this country kept this whole country afloat. Everybody should have their own job. You know the saying, you can work for a boss and make a living, or you can work for yourself and make a fortune. I'm living proof of that. I mean, if I was a shorthand typist today, I'd be earning peanuts. I'm earning a fortune, and I'm proud to say it. I don't say it to impress anyone. I tell you to impress upon you that if I can do it, you can do it. Mm. So I encourage all my staff to have another business, and as soon as the second business starts earning them more than their salary, I encourage them to leave and to get it going, because the entrepreneurs of this country are what make it work. And that's why I run my entrepreneurs club, I run my business club in the store, and I help other entrepreneurs to get back on track, because you can't learn this in a book. I'm the proof of that. I did the practical first, then the theory. If you did the theory first, I promise you'll never get it right.
Sure. Awesome. Thank you very much. Very much. You are certainly an inspiration, and looking forward to your PhD that you're going to be earning someday soon.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you. And good luck to all the listeners. And to all the listeners, go out and make it happen. And today's the day you must start.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It was great chatting to you. Bye-bye.
Jy het geluister na Ontbyt met Anton en Rochelle. Skakel elke weekoggend in tussen 6 en 9 vir Ontbyt net hier op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM.